You were playing soccer.
A friendly game.
I called the ball out, and he got really angry.
Turns into a shoving match.
And I put my arm out like this, and he hit me in my eye.
Did you file a complaint with the police?
Yes, ma'am.
But is he still being a poor sport?
His friend contacted you and asked you please not to pursue these charges because Mr. Nelson is really a very nice guy.
I told him to do what he wants to do because he's an idiot.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Donovan Nelson is suing fellow soccer player William Chavez for attorney fees and defamation of character after William accused him of assault.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 184 on the calendar in the matter of Nelson versus Chavez.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, ma'am.
You were playing soccer. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And it was an adult game, but according to one of you, it was what they call a pickup game, which is, you know, it's not anything that is formalized in teams. You just sort of play with whoever is around. And this particular game took place on what date, Mr. Nelson?
September 16, 2012.
Had you ever seen Mr. Chavez before?
Yes, 6 months.
Had you ever played with him before?
On and off in a 6 month period, yes.
So you knew each other, correct?
I played with him the Saturday prior, and then the next Saturday I played with him again, but before that I'd never seen him before.
So you played with him twice before? Okay, so you did know who he was?
Right.
This is what the case is about, Mr. Nelson. You claim that Mr. Chavez falsely accused you of assaulting him, as a result of which you had to hire an attorney, and you say that he defamed you by accusing you of assault. Mr. Chavez says that you did, in fact, assault him, that he was prevailed upon by a mutual friend of yours not to press charges because, are you a soccer coach?
Yes, I am.
You would lose that position. And he agreed, because he felt sorry, not to pursue the charges. But now that you're suing him, he is suing you for the assault, and he has a counterclaim. Do you understand where we're at?
I do.
Now, I'm going to start with you, Mr. Chavez. I would like you to tell me what happened on September 15th.
Yes, I went to a different fields from where I play normally, and I was playing against his team. Normally, I play the striker position because I score a lot of goals. But that day, I wanted to play defense, so I moved back. And he was playing forward. So somehow that day, I was playing like probably one of my best days. And, you know, I've had him in check the whole time. And he just got angrier and angrier with me. And at some point, we were like by the goalie. And there's no lines there because it's just a regular soccer field. So Mr. Nelson had the ball here, so and I covered him. And then I thought it was out. The ball was out of the, you know, where it's supposed to be. So I called the ball out. And he got really angry, and he asked me, why are you calling the blank ball out when you know it's not out? But there's no lines there. So I just looked at the goalie over there, and I thought the ball was out, so I called it out. And so I told him, I said, look, man, it's just a call. I said, just relax. And so he said, what the F did you say? And bam, he hit me. I was like right here and he was right there. And I saw his hand coming and then I put my arm out like this here and he hit me there and he hit me in my eye.
Okay.
At that
All right, just a second.
Okay.
And that's the assault.
Right.
Now I want you to tell me your version of what happened on September 15th because then we're gonna keep moving. You tell me your version. You're playing against him.
I'm playing against his team. It's a pickup game to just get together. I've been at this site for 11 years. What happened, I got kicked, and I called a foul, and the ball went out of bounds, and he would not recognize that the ball was out of bounds. So I told him that the ball's out of bounds. He has to get, you know, put the ball down and give it to our team, and he refused. Finally, the rest of the guys says that I called a foul, and you got to go by the gentleman's honor. That's the way we play. And he didn't want to do that. He got a little upset, and he's not a good soccer player, as he said.
Okay. I don't want to hear any editorializing. I just want to tell you to tell me what happened.
So the incident lasted less than 10 seconds.
I want you to tell me what happened. So there was a dispute as to a call, and?
I got the ball, and we kept playing. We played for probably another hour and a half. And the way out, he followed me to my car, and he said he's going to take my license plate, and he's going to call the police saying that I hit him. Nobody that was there corroborated what he said.
Don't tell me what anybody didn't corroborate, sir.
These are people
you play with, right, according to you, for 11 years. Right. Did you bring a witness with you?
No, I did not bring one.
So this man followed you out to the parking lot to get your license plate number.
Right.
And?
On the way out, I spoke to him and I said, I told him to do what he wants to do because he's an idiot. He did not like what I want to say. And he didn't like how we talked to him on the soccer field.
And
he was upset. So he told me he's going to call the police because we decided that he was not going to play with us anymore.
I don't believe you, Mr. Nelson.
Okay.
What is the name of the mutual friend that you spoke to? Who spoke to you? What's his name?
I only know him by his first name, which is Ebra, and he's from Jamaica, and I think they are friends.
What's his last name?
The guy he's talking about is Evro.
And what's his last name?
I have a statement from Evro.
I don't read a statement.
His last name is, but was not at the game.
I didn't say he was at the game. He's your friend.
Yes, he's a friend of mine, yes.
Yes. What's his phone number?
I can get you his phone number.
Perfect. That's what I want right now.
Okay. 813-38.
When was the last time you spoke to him?
3 days ago.
You do understand that if I call him, Mr. is going to tell me whether or not he ever contacted Mr. Chavez. You understand that?
Yes.
And is he going to tell me that he contacted Mr. Chavez?
Yes, because they played together.
Is he going to tell me that he suggested to Mr. Chavez that you're really a good guy and that you'd lose your position if he continued with the case?
Yes, he probably said that, yes.
Right. So now I don't have to call him. So your friend contacted the defendant and said, Mr. Nelson is really a good guy. Don't pursue the case. He'll lose his spot as a coach. He's already had to hire a lawyer. It's already cost him money. Let it go. Or words to that effect.
Yeah, he probably said that, yes.
Right. Yes. Okay. Did you file a complaint with the police?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it.
I have the police report.
I'd like to see it, too. Reported the incident immediately, that you hit him over a friendly game. Police officer saw you both at the scene, noticed that your face on one side was red. Didn't appear as if you needed medical attention. And you did not, in fact, seek medical attention, correct?
No, ma'am. No, not at that time.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell me?
What?
Good. Then I'm ready to rule. I'm dismissing your case, Mr. Nelson. You did, in fact, assault Mr. Chavez. It was a simple battery. You slapped him because you lost your temper. I know it, and you know it. If you had to hire a lawyer, that's what you have to do when you put your hands on somebody else. Mr. Chavez, I believe Mr. Nelson when he says his friend contacted you and asked you, please, not to pursue these charges because Mr. Nelson is really a very nice guy, and you decided to be a good guy and not pursue the charges. You have a counterclaim. Judgment for the defendant on your counterclaim for the amount requested, which is $2,500. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. I excuse you. May step out.
I did not assault this guy. I've been coaching for 40-plus years and never touched this guy.
He hit me right there. He knows it.
He's just an irritant. He's a terrible soccer player.
He called me an idiot. He admitted that. You know, besides being a violent person, he's not very smart.
We didn't allow him to play again, and that's the reason why he did this.
When I talked to him on the phone, he told me, if you drop the charges, we'll just forget this. We'll leave it behind and we'll just blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay.
If I don't see this guy again, it's not going to be anything to me.
Next time, I'm not going to be nice. You know, if somebody does this to me again, I'm not dropping the charges.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bennett versus Robinson. Step forward.
Giselle Bennett is suing her neighbor, Shannon Robinson, for crashing his car into a retaining wall on her property.
Miss Bennett, you're sleeping.
Yes.
It's August 18th.
Yes.
2012.
Yes.
And you hear a commotion.
Yes.
Wakes you up.
Yeah.
Turns out this commotion is a result of the defendant's car wrapping itself around your garden and the wall of your garden.
Right.
And you want the defendant to pay for the damage.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Mr. Robinson, what am I going to do with you, sir? Let me just refresh your recollection as to what you swore to in your answer.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Giselle Bennett claims her neighbor, Shannon Robinson, crashed his car into a retaining wall on her property. Shannon says he has no idea what happened.
So, Mr. Robinson, what kind of car do we have?
96 Chevrolet Caprice.
And on August 18th, where were you and where was your car?
Well, from my knowledge, the last time I remember my car being in my driveway, parked on a...
Just a sec. The last you remember your car, Mr. Robinson, it was on your driveway.
Yes.
And that was when?
August 18th, 17th, the day prior to the incident.
And is that where you had parked it?
Yes.
Just getting it all straight. So I want to understand this. You had parked your car...
Yes.
...on your driveway the night before this happened.
Yes.
And that's the last you knew of it.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Robinson, what am I going to do with you, sir? Let me just refresh your recollection as to what you swore to in your answer. You said, I did park my car in front of plaintiff's home on the evening of August 18th because I was having people over and wanted my guests to park in my driveway. You remember writing that?
Yes.
Well, that's a little different from what you just told me. See, what you just told me, which I repeated to you twice, was that your car was in your driveway, where you parked it. I'm not quite finished with you yet. You're the registered owner of that car, correct?
Yes, I am.
And in what city and state do you reside?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Now, Georgia is one of those states that require cars to have insurance.
Yes.
Not necessarily collision insurance that would replace the car if it was damaged for you, but it requires you to have liability insurance in case you do damage to someone else's property or person.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So if your car, I don't care who's driving the car, if your car causes damage to the plaintiff's property, because you don't deny that her property was damaged.
Yes.
You deny you're responsible.
Exactly.
So if your car was insured, the insurance would have paid for the damage to her property.
Yes.
But your car was not...
insured.
Insured!
Yeah.
And despite the fact that, according to you, in either version of the story, either the one you told me or the one you swore to in your answer, you drove the car. Because in the story you told me before, you drove the car and parked it in your driveway. The story that you wrote to me in the answer was you drove the car and parked it in front of her house because you wanted your guests to be able to park in your driveway. Either way, you drove an uninsured car. Why did you do that?
I mean, Your Honor, I know it's silly and basically against the law, but I just moved it because we're neighbors.
Yeah, I know your neighbors.
We're neighbors. I moved it a couple of feet.
You turned it on. Right, you turned it on.
Yes.
Now I want you to think very carefully. Now that we know that one of these versions maybe is true, was the car parked in front of her house or in your driveway?
In front of her house.
Perhaps.
On the street, yes.
And you did that because?
So that I have room for my guests to park and be able to get out when they left my house.
When you parked the car in front of her house,
mm-hmm.
did you leave the keys in the car?
No, ma'am.
Now, the car ended up not in front of her house.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He knows he has to pay for it. He wouldn't even argue with me that he doesn't have to pay for it. Isn't that right, Mr. Robinson?
I feel like I don't have to pay for it because I...
Oh, you don't want to go there, Mr. Robinson.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Giselle Bennett claims her neighbor, Shannon Robinson, crashed his car into a retaining wall on her property. Shannon says he has no idea what happened.
Now, can I see pictures of where the car ended up? You can see from there, right?
Yes.
Did you see who got out of the car?
No, ma'am.
Well, that's a lot of damage, Mr. Robinson, that would have been taken care of, sir, if you had insurance. Now you're going to answer my question that I asked you a little while ago. Why didn't you have insurance?
I believe my insurance had got canceled 2 days before or the day of the party.
Why?
Non-payment.
Well, they don't cancel it without putting you on notice, so they send you a letter.
Mm-hmm.
The letter says if you don't pay, you're not going to have insurance.
Yes.
And you just ignore that. Now, do you work, Mr. Robinson?
As of now, I do.
No, no. Then.
Then.
On
then,
August, listen to me very carefully. August 18th, 2012, were you working?
No, ma'am.
In whose house were you living?
My mother's.
What were you doing in August of 2012?
Looking for work.
How were you looking for work?
Applying online, going to job career centers, job fairs.
And how would you get there? Got where I'm going?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have an estimate to fix this damage. I think I've got Mr. Robinson. He's got me. He's not a bad guy. You know, he didn't murder anybody. He had a party. Somebody got loaded and caused damage. He has to pay for it. He knows he has to pay for it. He wouldn't even argue with me that he doesn't have to pay for it. Isn't that right, Mr. Robinson?
I feel like I don't have to pay for it because I...
Oh, you don't want to go there, Mr. Robinson? You don't want to go there, sir. I just explained to you that if you had a car that had insurance, your insurance company would have paid for it because it would have been your responsibility.
But then that would be a case of me not having insurance. We're dealing with the car being in her yard.
You think it flew into her yard?
I didn't do it, man.
It flew?
I didn't do it. When I woke up, my knowledge of...
You don't have to do it. You're responsible for it. It's your car.
So if somebody crashed my car, I'm responsible to pay for the...
Absolutely. That's what you have insurance for.
Yeah, and I have a letter from his insurance company that said his policy was canceled on July 22nd.
Well, that's not the day before. That's not a day before. That would be a month before.
I got that letter. I got that letter 2 days before saying that my insurance...
Oh, well, maybe you were too busy to open your mail.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Do you have an estimate or a bill to fix the damage? You did fix it, did you not?
Yes.
Okay.
One of those pictures shows it being fixed. These are the estimates that I got. One was 19.
Well, how much did it cost you to have it fixed?
$350.
That's a bargain. My goodness, Mr. Robinson, you should go over and give her a big hug and a kiss. She got the best possible price for you, $350. Why didn't you give her money for it? You're working now?
Yes, I'm working now.
I
didn't know anything about a civil suit against me until a week ago.
Well, now you know.
They moved out of the neighborhood.
Now you know.
They moved out of the neighborhood. I had no contact with them. I seen the wall was fixed, but I had no contact with them.
We still live in the neighborhood.
But not in the same house.
Yeah, we still live in the same house.
Same house.
I haven't seen them. I haven't seen them.
You haven't seen them?
No, ma'am.
Well, you must be busy working.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. $350 judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you. That's all.
The parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think it was fair, and she heard all the evidence and found that he indeed was responsible for fixing my wall.
I should be responsible with me not having insurance and everything, and I don't fail to take responsibility of that. I was just trying to state the fact that I wasn't the one who drove the car into her yard.
I just couldn't believe that it was a car in my front yard.
I offered to repair the wall. I offered to pay.
He said he was going to give me like $50 a week until he paid it off. But he never gave me any money.
I believe that they had moved out of the neighborhood because I haven't seen them. And this was a case that happened last year. And I haven't seen them since then.
They put the cuffs on him, but then later on they released him. So I don't know why.
I don't know why they put cuffs on him. I think they said something about me not having valid driver's license.
I'm just thankful nobody was hurt.
I mean, I feel something was unjust about it.
The way he hit that wall, it could have been damaged to anybody.